Chapter 1. Hundreds of students wearing gold and black sweatshirts, hoodies, and jerseys swarm the football stadium like honeybees in a hive. I guessed that the mascot of Manchester Middle School was a yellow jacket or hornet, but my suspicions were soon put to rest when I saw the actual mascot enter the field with a fluffy golden mane around a large cat-like head. Obviously, Tommy, my favorite history student, played for the Manchester Lions. Whoever was inside the mascot costume was very acrobatic as the lion jumped up and did a perfect backflip. He or she stuck the landing and then pumped a large paw into the overcast sky as hundreds of students and families cheered with excitement. I was glad to be back at Manchester Middle School, curious to know why the principal had asked to see me in his office after the game. You see, my horse and I had recently taught the honors history class while the full-time teacher, Miss Borrington, was on a leave of absence. I know what you're thinking. Did I just say I was teaching with a horse? Yes. Yes, I did. My horse, Liberty's not just any horse. He's, well, special. He's sort of like the Lone Ranger's horse, Silver. In fact, after I took Liberty to watch the Lone Ranger movie, he said, I should have tried out for the part of the Lone Ranger's horse, Silver. The part where Silver races across the top of those western buildings and then leaps onto the moving train, that was impressive. But that was clearly a stunt horse. Besides, if they had picked me, I could have carried on an actual conversation with Tonto. Not to mention my superior good looks. I didn't say he was humble. I said he was special. Yes, Liberty can talk. Oh, and he can time travel, too. I mean, what better way to teach history than actually going there? Jumping back in time is very cool. I followed several students into the school stadium and started searching for Tommy. He had bright blonde hair that was usually easy to spot. I was pretty sure he'd be at the game, since he's the starting quarterback, gifted athlete, but a closet genius. As I walked parallel to the sideline, looking up at the bleachers, I heard a voice yell, Mr. Revere, heads up! I turned toward the green field, and I saw a distant player throw...